The Baker administration calls a state auditor's report examining the State Department of Children and Families too harsh. The DCF is the state agency tasked with monitoring cases of child abuse and neglect. The report says that the agency was unaware of serious injuries to children in its care and in some cases failed to report potential crimes to authorities. The Baker administration counters that several reforms have since been made and are not reflected in this audit. More now from WBUR's Steve Brown.
State Auditor Suzanne Bump says some changes have been made at DCF, but some issues her office has uncovered still need to be addressed. The audit concludes the agency is not using its full resources to detect all serious bodily injury to children in its custody, not reporting some injuries to its oversight agency, the Office of the Child Advocate, and not referring some potentially criminal actions to the District Attorney's Office.
There is reason to be concerned that kids are in abusive situations, and DCF does not appreciate the magnitude of them because they are unaware of serious injuries the children may be experiencing.
Bump acknowledges the report covers a period of time before a series of reforms are implemented to address problems at DCF. But she says there's more that can be done.
We know that more social workers have been hired, more managers have been hired, more training has taken place, but we did not audit the effectiveness of those steps that have been taken. What we did was come to the realization that there's more that DCF needs to do in order to detect abuse, to become accountable to the Office of the Child Advocate for that, and to see that cases are prosecuted.
Specifically, Bump wants the agency to use mass health data to identify incidents of serious physical injury to children within its care. While appreciating the auditor's concern, the Baker administration says it's taking the needed steps to fix the agency. Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter says the audit is not an accurate picture of the status at DCF.
Perhaps it was accurate at one time, but it is almost 4 years since the beginning of that audit. And it does not reflect the changes that the department has, and Commissioner Spears has been systematically implementing in the department, working with the union to support our frontline workers each and every day.
Sutter says since September of 2015, the agency has hired nearly 400 new social workers and managers and has increased its budget by over $100 million. Bump says her office will not be auditing the agency in the foreseeable future. However, she expects a full formal response from the agency addressing her concerns in 6 months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.